Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're doing that with our good friend Bo Henderson. He is the CEO of Rich Life Advisors. He's the author of The Rich Life, 10 Investments for True Wealth. Also, Bo Henderson's Customized Social Security, 15 Steps. Bo, thanks again for being here. RichLifeAdvisors.com is the website. Hey, Bo, if somebody said, okay, you're right, I'm part of these people, I'm one of these people who has a lot of cash on the side, at least a lot of my money is in cash on the side, what can I do with it? Is there 4% out there anywhere that I can get as a guaranteed income and not risk a bunch of money? What do you think, Bo?
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. So with our interest rates, there's not really good fixed, you know, CD savings accounts, things like that right now. Even bonds, really low interest rate environment hurts all of those vehicles. So what I say with all that cash at this point is, if it's cash, if we still got to figure out that number, what percentage of my asset do I need for income and fixed vehicles, and what percentage is available for long-term growth? So a lot of what we're doing is just high-yield savings accounts on that money, which right now it's not great. It's not 0.06%, but it's a lot.
How much?
Barclays.com pays 0.06%, and a lot of high yield savings.
You mean 0.6%?
Six tenths of a percent, yeah. And that's a lot better than a brick and mortar bank is going to pay right now.
Oh yeah.
So we're just in a really bad interest rate environment.
That's barely inflation, though. You almost should keep it in your sock, right?
Yeah. It might as well be in the under the bed, right? Under the mattress, in the safe. But what a lot of the conversation is still, if we know the strategy, say, okay, 40% of my assets need to be dedicated to my income plan, 60% to my growth. Then what I'm saying right now is the cash is where it is. Let's wait for another drop. The market will pull back eventually, whether it's sooner or later.
But then your market timing, aren't you a little bit?
Well, right now we're just, It's not a keep it back in cash, but it's because it's starting in cash, waiting for a good opportunity when things are a little bit cheap.
It's not market timing when things are still scary like it is now. I agree with that. So what about? I got to get you to talk about real estate.
Sure.
I mean, what's wrong with taking some of that money and paying all or part of a real estate purchase and managing a rental? And I mean, you know, if you own a piece of property and with no debt, and you're occupied at a conservative rent, you can make 8, 9, 10% a year. What do you think? And that could easily be income tax protected.
You could certainly have some tax breaks. And so, yeah, I love real estate as a diversifier in a portfolio. I love the idea of it. But there is, especially in the retiring demographic, we also do, if we're going to do something like a rental, we got to make sure we want to be a landlord.
Yeah.
But I love the idea because, remember, retirement's a cash flow game. So if we can get a rental and it's netting us $1,000 of income, that can help fill that gap we're talking about that we're not having to mess with investments or other assets to fill.
And even if you borrow half of it at 3.5%, which you can do now for 20 years, 3.375, you can put the rest of it to work and arbitrage it and get 9%. Mm-hmm. You're still clearing 4, 5, 6%.
Right. And again, that's what we're looking at is this a tool that adds cash flow into that need for my retirement income need? Mm-hmm. And you know, I have some people, something that's kind of fun, I think. I have some clients that if with real estate, it's all your good deal typically is made when you buy it. But I've had some clients now, they have condos down in Florida, And what they're doing is they're Airbnb-ing it out enough to pay for it, but they're still getting to use that condo while it's being paid for by other people.
Yep.
And they'll retire to that home.
Coming up before long may be a good time to buy those. Hey, Bo, good job today. Thank you for your advice. I need your website one more time, please.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jim. RichSliceAdvisors.com.
All right, and they can find your books there and also wherever books are sold, right?
That's it.
Bo Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Bo, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break, folks, and I'll be back after these messages. But in the meantime, let me remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.